This is Father John Gatzak, General Manager of WJMJ Radio. We're sorry to tell you that one of our WJMJ family has left us. Bob Ellsworth, the host of Saturday Afternoon Pops, and one of Hartford's premier radio and television personalities, passed into eternal rest. Following a longtime career in Connecticut, and later with the Voice of America, Bob returned to our area where he pursued a career as a freelance announcer, and for the past 6 years, entertained WJMJ listeners every Saturday afternoon. Bob had many friends from his long career.
Hi, this is Steve Parker, son of Charlie Parker from WDRC. You know, I guess my first recollection of Bob was the first real newsman I ever saw on television back when we were kids and you would watch Channel 3. And Channel 3 nationally was CBS, of course, and Channel 3 WTIC-TV was the CBS local affiliate. So you'd see Walter Cronkite on the national, and then when you wanted the most credible news locally, you would see Bob Ellsworth on WTIC-TV. And that's when I first remember meeting Bob, and I was probably crawled up to the television set, the big zenith, with my nose glued right against Bob's nose. No, Bob has a beautiful nose. But that's when I first remember meeting Bob. And throughout the years, you know, the name Bob Ellsworth was just synonymous with honesty, credibility. You know, he was the real deal. If it came from Bob, you knew that it was about honesty. And as the years rolled on and I ended up, you know, going into the radio business with my dad at WDRC, I'll never forget how excited he was when he actually had Bob Ellsworth come and work with him at WDRC in the news department. He came home and he was just ecstatic that Bob Ellsworth was going to be working at WDRC with him. And he was just so excited about it. And again, you know, that credibility, that just knowledge, that wonderful smile that he had in his voice, even when he was doing the news. That was what Bob was all about. I mean, he was just such a caring, loving, but very, very honest man. And as the years rolled on and my career changed in many different aspects of radio and television, Bob was always there. I lost my dad, Charlie, back in 1993. And just within the next year or two, Bob and I connected again. And for the rest of his life, Bob was always there for me as a mentor, as a father figure, as a great friend, and as he was for me really a port in the storm. He was a calm in the storm for me many times in my life when I was going through difficult decisions, whether they were personal decisions or business decisions. Bob, like so many other great broadcasters in this market, you know, we're always there. And I could call Bob in the middle of the night, and as many times as he was going through his own challenges, whether it was, you know, personal challenges or career challenges, he and I could talk, and he'd always get me to calm down. You know, so in the middle of the night, I'd call him, and he could always talk to me with the wisdom of a fatherly type of figure. And I think my dad is so happy to have Bob back now. But my dad was so thankful that Bob was able to steer me throughout the years. And as I got to, as my wife and I, Kelly, got to know Bob and Rosemary so well throughout the years, Kelly had a lot of challenges herself, really with her health. And I was able to talk to Bob and Rosemary about that. And unfortunately, I lost Kelly back in January of 08, but Bob was by my side. And he and Rosemary both been holding me together through the years. And as Bob, when Bob was diagnosed and we saw what he was up against, that was probably one of the greatest gifts he gave me, was just showing me, you know, what dignity you can have when you're faced with something like that. He'd led a wonderful life, a beautiful life, and was very open with me about how much he loved his God and how comfortable he was with whatever the decision was going to be. He was going to fight it tooth and nail, but he said if it was his time, it was his time to go. And his love for Rosemary was probably one of the most moving things I've ever witnessed. And seeing Bob and Rosemary together, they always, no matter how the years rolled on, they both had the twinkle of youth in their eyes, and they both laughed together and loved together. And just recently, when Bob had to go into for another opinion at the doctor's office, I went with Bob, and Bob was on his walker. Rosemary was on her walker, and I just remember how they lined up their walkers together, face to face, till their walkers were touching, and they leaned across and smiled at each other with a little bit of a chuckle, and they kissed each other, just right on the lips. And I think then he said, like, come on, I'll race you. But, you know, he always, right up until the very, very end of his life, Bob was always, always the most incredible, genuine, honest person you could have ever met. He loved his God so much. He loved this country. He was so proud to be an American, and really didn't talk a lot about his heroism in World War II. But he had the Bronze Star with the V for Valor, and he told me how he carried a buddy of his off the battlefield and picked him up off the battlefield. Years later, they called him, and they said, hey, there's a box here for you. It's got your name on it. We don't know what it is. So Bob went down and got this beautiful medal, and he says, it must have been when I carried that guy off the battlefield. But I love him, and I think he's going to be part of that great, great, great broadcasting station in the sky that I know my dad is very involved in. And what can I say? You know, I mean, we used to always say that, geez, Bob Ellsworth has the voice of God. I can almost picture him standing there at the pearly gates, announcing all of us perfectly clear as we cross over, the good Lord willing. Bob, I love you. I miss you. Rosemary, he's with you. He's with all of us. Now he's closer to us than he's ever been before. So I love you, Bob.
WJMJ will continue to remember Bob Ellsworth with more tributes from his many friends in the radio and television field. All of us at WJMJ and the Office of Radio and Television of the Archdiocese of Hartford send our condolences to Bob's family and the multitude of listeners who have enjoyed his talent over the years. May God welcome home his faithful friend, Robert J. Ellsworth.